Teach Yourself Swedish. Copyright Vera Croen. Recording copyright Hodder Education, a division of Hodder Headline PLC, 2004. Hello and welcome to Teach Yourself Swedish. This recording accompanies the book of the same title. You can use it as you work through the book and also by itself to practice listening to and speaking Swedish. Pause or replay the recording as often as you need to, and remember to speak out loud. This will improve your confidence in understanding and speaking Swedish. Let's start with pronunciation, so that you can learn how Swedish should sound. The Swedish alphabet has 29 letters.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z, O, Ä, Ö.
The last three letters are vowels. This means that Swedish has nine vowels, as
Y
is always a vowel in Swedish. The vowels are divided into two groups.
A, O, U, O
are hard vowels.
E, I, U, E, Ö
are soft vowels. This distinction is important for explaining the different pronunciations of the consonants
G
and
K
and the consonant combination
S, K
before the different vowel groups. Swedish vowels may be long or short, but vowel length is connected with stress. A stressed vowel is more prominent than the other letters in the word.
Long A, as in far. Short A, as in cut. Long E, as in med. Short E, as in penna. Long I, as in liv. Short I, as in hiss. Long O, as in bok. Short O, as in blomma. Long U, as in hus.
Short U, as in hund. Long I, as in ny. Short I, as in syster. Long å, as in gå. Short å, as in åtta. Long ä, as in äta. Short ä, as in lätt. Long ö, as in söt. Short ö, as in böcker.
The short vowels are often slightly more open than the long vowels. This is most noticeable when an
ä or ö
is followed by an
r.
For example,
här, härja, lära, lärde, hör, hörde, dör, dörr.